Mr. President, Excellencies, Honorable Ministers of Health, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, the thoughts and prayers of the people of Uganda are with the people of the United Kingdom following the senseless Manchester terrorist attack in which innocent people's lives were lost, people were injured, and families have been left scarred. Uganda congratulates Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus of Ethiopia upon his election to the top leadership of the World Health Organization. Uganda also recognizes and celebrates the marked achievements in health by the World Health Organization under the leadership of Dr. Margaret Chan. In a special way, I applaud Dr. Margaret Chan for her able leadership and stewardship of this great organization in the last decade, and all the highly skilled World Health Organization staff who continue to give the much needed technical support to our countries in a timely manner. One of the lasting legacies of your leadership as Director General, Dr. Margaret Chan, is changing the perspective of health to be looked at as an investment that is central to the economic growth of nations and building prosperous and healthy societies. We want to thank you for catalyzing this mindset change. This 70th World Health Assembly comes at a time when we are well into implementing the strategies to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. We do not have time, as we only have 13 years to achieve them. Regarding the transformation agenda on the work of the World Health Organization in health emergency management, Uganda applauds this, and we pledge to give full support because we believe a reformed World Health Organization will lead to a stronger, more efficient organization, better suited to handle its mandate and ably respond to global health challenges. Excellencies, the current epidemics ravaging the world, Ebola, cholera, yellow fever, dengue, hemorrhagic fevers, among others, call for a more concerted effort and building of sustainable, resilient health systems, an emphasis on the global health security agenda in order to comply with the International Health Regulations 2005. Uganda appreciates the support of the World Health Organization, the Centers for Disease Control, and other partners who have supported us to develop our systems to be able to prevent, detect, and respond to all emerging and re-emerging infections. The capacity of Uganda in epidemics detection, prevention, and control has benefited other countries in the WHO Afro region to build resilient systems and to respond to epidemics. And we are open to support any country that may require our support. Excellencies, let us not forget our commitment to have a world free of HIV/AIDS. I encourage all of you to rise up to the challenge and work towards an AIDS-free world by 2030. The reproductive, maternal, newborn, child, and adolescent health agenda should never be marginalized in the global health debate and should retain its prominence as a global priority as vulnerability of women and children and young people threatens economic prosperity and security of national governments. Changing climatic conditions, antimicrobial resistance, and the rise of chronic non-communicable diseases. And for Uganda, refugee health and well-being are some of the key challenges to global public health that we must confront together. Uganda would like to thank the World Health Organization for supporting a STEP survey to establish the burden of non-communicable diseases in the country. With this information, we are now better equipped to develop our response strategy emphasizing prevention. As I conclude, Uganda calls for global solidarity in resourcing and strengthening health systems if the Sustainable Development Goals are to be achieved. The Sustainable Development Goals give the global community a tremendous opportunity to eradicate poverty and diseases and ensure a healthy society. Lastly, I wish to inform you all that Uganda will be hosting the fourth high-level ministerial meeting on the global health security agenda from the 25th to 27th October at the Commonwealth Peak Resort Munyonyo. I would like to take this opportunity to invite you to the country that Sir Winston Churchill famously described as the Pearl of Africa. Come and see this beautiful country and its warm people. I thank you all.